Good day. This is the Farm Market News, broadcast number 380 for Thursday, May the 5th. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was lower on Thursday, tracking losses in the U.S. soy complex. Canola was anywhere from 50 cents to $1.70 below unchanged, with the July contract checking in at $500.50 a ton. That's down $1. The vegetable oil market also suffered declines on Thursday, and that helped to weigh down canola. The Canadian dollar was up slightly relative to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola less attractive on the international market. Long liquidation spec trades were sold, and that helped to weigh down the market. Seeding is said to be excellent in many areas, too. However, dry weather across Western Canada was supportive, and some mild positioning is happening in anticipation of tomorrow's stocks report by Statistics Canada. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., corn was 3 cents lower. The July contract was at $3.73 a bushel. Prices fell on ideas tomorrow's USDA report will peg U.S. corn supplies above 2 billion bushels by the end of next August. So while U.S. inventories are down slightly, they still have more than they know what to do with. As well, favorable weather across the U.S. Midwest should speed up planting. Soybeans were down 17 to 21 cents with the July contract checking in at $10.13 a bushel. Strength in the U.S. dollar weighed down prices. Speculation is also growing that this year's soybean crop could surpass last year's, as some farmers are switching out their corn acres for soybeans. Weekly export sales were good for the market, but analysts say continued evidence of strong demand is needed to raise prices much further. Wheat was 8 cents lower with the July contract at $4.63 a bushel. Reports that this year's winter wheat crop could get yields higher than a year ago was bearish for the market. This week's crop tour in Kansas seems to have solidified those ideas as well. Roughly 61% of the U.S. winter wheat crop is listed in either good or excellent condition, and that is 2% more than at the same time last week. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, May the 5th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.